You are listening to the Political Periscope, a weekly podcast brought to you by Radio WNET. Interviews on international politics, security, geopolitics, economy, and more. Every Thursday at 7 p.m.
Today's guests of the Political Periscope are two regular New Yorkers met in Central Park on Manhattan.
Political Periscope.
We are here at the Central Park on Manhattan. Do you come here often?
Whenever I can.
Many people running, many people riding bikes, many dogs. How is it to live in New York?
I've lived here since the 80s, and I'm not going anywhere else. Although I've traveled a lot, New York is still home and always will be.
The city has changed much since the 80s?
Yes. The 80s, I think, were more difficult in that graffiti was bad. I think crime was worse. Actually, I feel it's fairly safe living here. I've never had a problem with anybody. And I think it's a wonderful place to live.
And what are the costs of living in New York?
Well, it's expensive. But people also, you can make more money here than anywhere else in this country. And so you can still have a very good life here.
What are the main topics of public discussion right now in the United States, especially here in New York?
Well, New York City in particular is much more of a Democratic voting population than other areas of New York State. And so people have certain points of view, and I think a lot of my friends who are politically involved find a lot of upsetting things going on in this country. So it's a trying time, but you know, we're all here to stay and fight for what we believe in.
So what are those upsetting things, and what do you want to, what do you believe in?
I believe that people should make their own decisions in their lives, and some people think that government should be used to curtail people's wishes and their lifestyle, and to me, that is what is the best thing about America, that we do have the freedoms to make those choices, and there's been a pushback on that of in recent time, and that's greatly troubling to me and a lot of my friends.
In Poland, one of the main issues we face now is Russian war against Ukraine. How is it viewed here?
Well, I am a complete supporter for Ukraine. In fact, I'm reading a wonderful book about Ukraine now, because until this happened, very few people I know, and myself, didn't know that much about the country and the history of the country. So I think we have to back the fight of Ukrainians totally.
And, well, I met an opinion that by supporting Ukraine is causing problems here because it's money. There is a possibility of a technical bankruptcy in a few days here. Do you think it's a real issue or it will just pass?
I think it'll pass. This has happened before. And when President Trump was our president, they increased the debt limit, I know, two times, maybe even three times. So all of this conversation about that we can't do that now is insincere.
Usually when we think about the United States in Poland, we of course think of freedom, but more often now than before, there are many critical opinions also on the healthcare system, the private insurance-based system, the racial problems, racism, which is here, and many other issues, some of them, or a lot of them, unknown in Europe. What do you think about this struggle? Is it really what the United States live their daily lives about, or it's just maybe some product of media pushed outside?
Well, I think the media always has something to do with it, no matter what your political views are, because everyone has either an axe to grind or a certain point of view that they guide them on how they want to live their lives. So I don't think these problems are anything new. They're now just more in front of our faces at all times, because now televisions are everywhere. Everyone watches everything on their phone. So it's heightened, the animus.
After the presidency of Donald Trump, it seems that America is divided, more divided politically than before. Do you think it is possible, and how could it be possible to somehow overcome this division?
It's going to be difficult. 40% of the people in this country, at least Republican voters, think that the election was stolen, and it wasn't. So that's a big problem. And living in New York, I was around when Trump was a businessman, and everyone here had a very low opinion of him then. So I think people who don't live in this area were completely conned by his con. So anyway, it's a problem, and I think America is strong enough to push back, but it's going to have its problems. Other countries, you're Polish. Poland's had a history of serious problems over the years, right? Right now, it's a pretty stable place. But you have fears of war. Of course you would.
Some people say that from American perspective, Russia is not as big of a threat as China. What do you think?
I really don't know who is a bigger threat. A lot of these things get built up, and then it's calm heads need to prevail, because there's no reason to destroy this planet over ideology, which is what I think Putin is doing. And, you know, in my opinion, he's a monster, but, you know, that's it.
Let's get back to New York. Yes. I came here and I had the impression that it's just like in the movies. Do you agree?
No. Depends on which movie you're thinking about.
Mostly Woody Allen, probably.
Oh, well, you know, he's a filmmaker, and that's his take on New York. He's a Jewish fellow, has a sense of humor, and he's decided to make a living on making films, making fun of the anxieties and the neuroses and the situations that he has seen in his life, and that he's now put on film. He's quite a smart, remarkable person, no matter what you think of him as an individual in his personal life.
And what's about New York that's most appealing to you?
The thing about anybody that says they're bored, either coming to New York or living in New York, really is clueless. There's so much to do here that it could just wear you out. Between the theater, museums, art galleries, it's the culture here is just amazing. It's unique in this country. And but I spent a lot of time in Europe, and I love being there. It also has a great deal of culture. But this is a unique place.
So what would you say to Polish listeners about New York, about, I don't know, something from your perspective, from your New Yorker perspective?
I'd say come and visit, you know, and I would suggest not getting a tour group. That get your books, read about New York, history of New York, and have an adventure. You know, I've been here since 83. I've never had a problem. There's some craziness you see on the subway, but I've never seen, although you read about it in the newspaper, any violence myself. And I take the subways every day. So I think it's a great place to live and visit. And most people I know, when I've gone to Europe, have come here. Oh, they say, oh, I wish I could live in New York. Oh, I'd give anything to live in New York. I've not met anybody in my travels that have said, oh, God, I hate that town. It's a terrible place. So I'd say come have a great time.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. It's a pleasure talking to you.
When I arrived here 2 days ago, I thought that New York is exactly like from the movies. Do you agree?
No. No. It's all imagination. New York is very real. Very, very real. It's one of the greatest cities on the planet. And that's what the most people would tell you.
So what's the main issue right now for a New Yorker?
It's definitely, I think it's environment-oriented. We want cleaner air, access to more greenery, because the city continues to grow, as you can see. We're going to have, you know, many, many more skyscrapers that are in the making. But it's a great city. It's a great city. Just like any other city. It has its problems, and it has its beauty.
And more globally speaking, as a U.S. citizen, what concerns you the most right now?
Education of my children. That's my main concern right now. Education is very important, but it's also very expensive. We have issues with public education just like everywhere else, and I'm hoping that the new generation of young people will dedicate themselves to the teaching profession and rise it back to where it was when I was growing up.
Public education, public health, what else? Those are like the issues we observe. Also the racism issues. Those are the things we observe from Europe that are very American for us. We don't really have such debate around those topics. And where is it going right now?
I'm not sure it's going anywhere. You have to think about the United States as a country that's made up of 50 different countries. And each one of the states has its own rules and regulations, and it's the public that speaks within those states. How they speak makes what I would call a national news, and that news at times is exaggerated. It's as simple as that.
What is the public opinion here on war in Ukraine?
I can't speak, for other people, but I can speak for myself. I believe that the regime in Moscow, okay, is a very corrupt regime. Regime that needs to be what I would call totally transformed, because I think in the long run it's going to hurt the Russian people. Who are basically cowed to believe whatever the government tells them to do. Why? Because they're all on government payroll. You know, they're dependent on the government for their sustenance. It's as simple as that. And, we're all in favor of Ukraine. And Ukraine eventually will win because they are on the moral side of this war. It's as simple as that.
Do you think it's Ukrainian war or it's our war?
No, it's a Russia's war, and they will lose.
I heard opinions, some people are concerned that the expenses of the US towards helping Ukraine are hurting US citizens. Do you agree?
I totally disagree. You know, the amount of money that we spend on supporting Ukraine is trivial. We're basically sending armament that we've had in our storages for forever, practically, and we're also giving them weapons that are technologically superior to what Russia has, and hence that's where things are.
And what about China?
I'm not sure about China. China is a global player. China is walking very, very cautiously because it's dependent on the entire planet for their survival. China lacks all the resources that they need, and because they lack resources, that's why they're building the Beltway Road or whatever it's called.
One Belt, One Road initiative.
Yeah, exactly. That initiative. It's the only way they can get resources back to where they're actually needed. Now, eventually, I think they will realize that, you know, we're one humanity, and there are really no differences between us. We need to figure out how we're going to resolve our issues without fighting about it.
I think that since the presidency of Donald Trump, certain division, very strong division, was created in American society. Do you agree? And if you do agree, do you see any ways to overcome this division?
It's always been a, you know, it doesn't matter if it's the United States or anywhere else. It's always been a matter of, you know, what is the liberal conservative thought about a number of things in society. It doesn't matter if it's geography related, doesn't matter if it's economics related, doesn't matter if it's socially related. It's all a matter of how you think about what you want to support. It's as simple as that. There's always going to be division in a society, no matter what.
We are here surrounded by the music. Are New Yorkers musical people?
I think very much so, very much so. New York has a great, great music scene. We're a city that never sleeps. I think we're going to get better.
So why do you think that New York is one of the best places on earth?
It's just the way we feel about it. I mean, your home is your home, right? You're going to talk very, very kindly, okay, and nicely about your home. And that's just natural, isn't it?
Well, not always, I think.
Well, that's a personal prerogative, right? I love New York. New York is my home, and this is where I brought up my kids, and that's it, you know? I like coming home.
When you hear the word Poland, what do you think of?
What do I think of Poland? It's my old homeland.
You were born in Poland, or you have just ancestors from Poland?
Tak jest, urodziłem się w Polsce.
A w jakim mieście?
Szczecin-Zdrój. Wiesz, gdzie to jest?
Nie znam tego miasta.
Powiat Szczecin. Wiesz, gdzie jest Hojna? Na rzece Odr. Jest małe miasteczko i ja myślę, że powstało to miasteczko w 17 roku, wieku, nie roku, wieku. Bardzo ładne było miasteczko i to, co pamiętam. Byłem tam.
And are you coming sometimes to Poland?
We were there 5 years ago, visiting with relatives, yeah.
Has it changed much? Since your childhood, since how you remembered it?
I remember it being communist, and it is not communist anymore. And thank God for that. The Russians are out, and we want Russians pushed back all the way to the Urals, okay? And let them stay behind the Urals, period.
Thank you very much.
Dziękuję bardzo.
This was the Political Periscope. The podcast is released every Thursday at 7 p.m.